Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth, even when it hurts, when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest every time. God bless America. It's the Steve Greer Show. Thank you for being here. Three big things for you to know right now. Number one, a federal judge has found that Flint, Michigan, in contempt over the water crisis. What's that about? We'll take a look. Number two, a jury deliberating the fate of James Crumley, the father of the high school shooter. Neglect or gross negligence? And number three, the Republican National Committee suing the state of Michigan. Suing the state of Michigan over the state's voter rolls, which have 300,000 people or more that don't belong there. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is required by the Constitution to clean it up, and she is not doing it. Why? Because there's no penalty. She'll look into it in 2025. This is pretty clear deal. The Republican National Committee sued Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson Wednesday in an attempt to force election officials to trim down the state voter rolls. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, argues that Michigan is in violation of the National Voter Registration Act's requirement to maintain clean and accurate voter registration rolls, which we do not have here. Michigan is at about 103% of registration. What I mean by that is they've got 103% of the eligible adults. The eligible adult population is 7-point-something million. They have over 8 million people on these rolls, which means it's mathematically impossible, and Jocelyn Benson doesn't care. The move comes just days after allies of Donald Trump took over the RNC. At least 53 Michigan counties have more active registered voters than they have adult citizens. That number of voters is impossibly high, said the lawsuit. An additional 23 counties have active voter registration rates that exceed 90% of adult citizens over age 18. That figure far eclipses the national and statewide voter registration rate in recent elections. Michigan's at 103%. And while federal law requires officials take steps to keep rolls up to date, it also protects voters from overzealous purges by requiring that officials wait years to remove a voter who has simply stopped casting a ballot. Still, there's no evidence, says NBC News, that bloated voter rolls lead to voter fraud, even as Republicans increasingly seize on the rolls as a focus of their election activism. Of course it leads to fraud. NBC News, you know, this is garbage. Just garbage. They try to feed us. Oh, there's no evidence that there's ever voter fraud. You know, they'd go to Chicago and say, you know, the Daily Machine. There's no evidence that the Daily Machine. Oh, you mean they didn't get caught? There's no evidence. The Daily Machine was accused without evidence of cheating in Chicago's election, so says NBC News. Give me a damn break. Give me a damn break. They're all lying. They are all lying. By the way, here's your scorecard for the, you know, look. The voter rolls are bloated. It makes fraud much easier. I'm not saying it makes it a foregone conclusion, but it sure makes it easier if you got 300,000 or 400,000 people that don't actually vote and you can play with those things as they can. Well, that's a problem. Let me give you your Bidenomics scorecard for today. How about that? The Bidenomics scorecard for this day. You'll need to drink some green beer in a couple of days. The beer's not on here, by the way. Bidenomics inflation since 2021. Sugar is up 44%. Bread is up 30%. Butter up 27%. Chicken up 26%. If you go out to eat, it's gone up 21%. I actually think it's a lot higher than that. You go, listen to me. You go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, family of four, it's a $40 deal. And that's if you just get straight value meals. It's a $40 proposition to go through McDonald's drive-thru. Go to Chick-fil-A and you'll need to remortgage your house. So eating out is up 21%, it says here. I think it's higher than that, okay? But listen, maybe you can save money by staying home and eating. No. Bad news. Bad news. Food at home is up 21%. So you can eat out, it's up 21%. You can stay home, it's up 21%. Rent up 20%. And the list goes on. There's your Bidenomics scorecard. Let me see. You lost here, 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 and here. You lost all of these. Got it. Let's see here. What else we have going on? A federal judge in Flint. I'll get this in just because Flint, Michigan's been the focus of this water problem. A problem created by politics primarily because Democrats in Detroit and Democrats in Flint got into a tussle that led to bad decision-making in Flint, which led to leaching of lead into the water system. But a federal judge has now found, that's just for another day, a federal judge has found the city of Flint in contempt for failing to comply with a court order that spelled out the steps it needed to take to finish replacing old lead pipes following that city's lead contamination water scandal. U.S. District Judge David Lawson wrote in a decision this week that he had found Flint in civil contempt because it failed to meet deadlines for pipe removal outlined in his February 2023 order. The city had originally promised to replace the pipes by early 2020. What day is it again? What time is it? Okay. Lawson's ruling comes after he held a June 23 hearing on a motion seeking a contempt finding filed the previous month by the National Resources Defense Council, the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan, concerned pastors of social action, whoever they are. Based on the evidence, it's apparent the city has failed to abide by the court's orders in several respects. It has no good reason for its failures. The city has demonstrated belated compliance since the hearing, but even now it's not actually replaced all the lead service lines, which it originally promised to replace by March 28, 2020. How's that Democrat-run city going for you today? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and James Crumley waiting for his sentence. He will be convicted. I don't see any way around it. His wife is convicted. He'll be convicted. They bought their delinquent 15-year-old a handgun who then went to school and killed four classmates. Like it or not, that's where we are with it. If you want to make sure your animals get the best food possible, and you do, of course, especially your dogs, GreatLakesPetFood.com is the place. Ivy and I have been buying dog food for several years now. We went on a search. We didn't want Chinese junk. Who the hell knows what's in a bag of dog food from China? I don't even want to think about it, all right? But I know what's in a bag of dog food from Great Lakes Pet Food. Chicken, pork, turkey, high-quality ingredients, made here in Michigan. They'll ship it right to your doorstep. Listen, your dog's worth it. You know, cut back on something you're doing. Feed your dog properly. GreatLakesPetFood.com. Get the best dog food ever made in America, made in Michigan. That's right. Taking care of you every day. It's what we do here, looking out for you. Still to come, Tim Schultz will be here. We're going to talk about saving you piles of money with WellConnect. It's a hybrid geothermal system. It is state-of-the-art. State-of-the-art heat pump. It is remarkable, the system. All right? It's coming up. Don't go anywhere. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.